at two of the most well-known verses in the book of Proverbs. We've been walking through, looking at the major topics of Proverbs, started off with fear of the Lord, looked at the importance of acquiring wisdom, separating from the world and peer pressure, walking uprightly, and then the opposite of that, which is the fruits of foolishness. And now today, here in chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, I know a lot of you probably know this by heart, how important it is that we trust in the Lord. And Proverbs has a lot to say about this very important topic for all of us. So, Brother Scott, would you read 5 and 6 to get us introduced this morning? Chapter 3, yes, sir.
Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths.
Amen. So trust in the Lord with what? All thine heart. So we will look at this together this morning, but first let's pray. Lord, I pray you'd give us your wisdom as we go to your precious word. You'll teach us, and Lord, you'll grow us, and Lord, remind us that we need to learn to trust you in all things with all of our heart. And so I pray that you would be glorified in this time in your precious word. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
I did forget something else.
Okay. So, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Let's see what Solomon has to say about this in the book of Proverbs. So, Howard, if you could read 16:20. Are you okay to read yet, Beryl? Not yet? Okay. Mark, if you could read 22:19. And what we're going to see is all the blessings of trusting in the Lord. Amen? Kelvin, could you read 28:25? And Jackie, do 29:25. And who else? Brad, 30:5. And then I'll do 30:7-9. So what we're looking at is the blessings that God has promised if we'll trust him. Amen. So Howard, 16:20.
He that handleth a matter wisely shall find good, and whoso trusteth in the Lord shall keep his deed.
So what happens if you trust in the Lord? Happy is he. The world's looking for happiness. God says, he that trusteth in the Lord, happy is he. All right, Brother Mark, 22:19.
That thy trust may be in the Lord, I have made known to thee this day, even to thee.
Amen. That thy trust may be in the Lord. And then 28:25.
He that is of a proud heart stirs up strife, but he that putteth his trust in the Lord shall be made fat.
So do you think that's talking physically fat? No, it's not. It means that our soul will be satisfied. That's what it's talking about. If we will trust in the Lord. And then 29:25.
The fear of man bringeth a snare, but whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe.
So here God promises safety if we will trust in the Lord. Whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe. Every that put his trust in the Lord shall be safe. And then 30:5. So here he promises to be a shield unto them that put their trust in him. So these are some beautiful promises from the Lord for those who will trust the Lord. Now, some of these promises are extended in Psalms as well, so we need to look at those. Psalms 18, let's go there if we could. And remember, some of the Psalms were also written by Solomon, most by David. But this theme of trusting the Lord is all throughout the scriptures. So Proverbs chapter 18, verse 30. We'll just start over, Brother Scott, if you could read that.
As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all those that trust in him.
So there it is again. He is a buckler. In other words, like a protector to those who will put their trust in him. Let's see. Psalms 56, 3 and 4, Howard, if you could read those. And Mark, if you could read Psalms 125, verse 1. So Howard 56, 3 and 4.
What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. In God I will praise his word. In God I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me.
So God promises that if we truly trust him, that we won't fear what man can do unto us. And then Psalm 125, verse 1, Brother Mark.
They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abide forever.
Cannot be removed. Isn't that good? Mount Zion, which cannot be removed. Those who trust in the Lord, it says. And then another great verse, Isaiah 26, 4, trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. So the Lord has promised us that if we will trust him with all of our heart, then we'll be blessed, which is beautiful. Now, the second half of the verse, Proverbs 3, 5, is the flip side. And it says, what? Lean not unto thine own understanding. If we're leaning to our own understanding, are we trusting the Lord? We aren't, are we? But do we not have a tendency, because of our fallen nature, to lean under our own understanding? We do. And so these two are, you have to have both pieces of this verse, don't you? You have to trust in the Lord with all thine heart, but if you're leaning under your own understanding, you're not trusting the Lord with all your heart. So the other side is we cannot trust ourselves. And yet our tendency is to do just that. So let's see what he has to say about the flip side of trusting ourselves, which we should not do. So Proverbs chapter 3, verse 7. I already did, Brother Scott, so we'll start over here. Kelvin, if you could do 3, 7. And Jackie 12, 15. And Brad 14, 12. Any other volunteers to read one verse of God's word before we start over? Anybody? Matthew, you volunteering? Thank you, sir. So if you could, did I already give away 14, 12? Yep, and then 16:25, Brother Matthew. So 3:7. So be not wise, what? In thine own eyes. And then 12:15.
The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise.
So God says it's foolish to be wise in our own eyes, to think we've got it figured out, to think that we know the way. And then 14:12. And Matthew 16:25.
His way seems right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of good.
It's in Proverbs two times. That doesn't happen very often, does it? Sounds like it must be a pretty important truth. And the truth is this: there's a way that seems right to us. God says it's the wrong way. The end thereof are the ways of death. In other words, we cannot trust ourselves because what we are not reliable, in other words. So there's more. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 24, Brother Howard 23, verse 4, 26, 12, Brother Mark, and 28, 26, Kelvin. So there's even more about leaning not unto thine own understanding. You can't trust yourself. So 20, verse 24, Brother Jim.
Man's goings are of the Lord. How can a man then understand his own way?
And Howard, 23, 4.
Labor not to be rich. Cease from thine own wisdom.
Cease from thine own wisdom. And then 26, 12, Brother Mark. So again, it's foolish to be wise in our own conceits. And where were we? 28:26.
He that trusteth in his own heart is a fool, but whoso walketh wise by him shall be delivered.
Now that first part of that verse, you know, we talked recently about foolishness. What does it say? He that trusteth what? in his own heart. How many times do you hear people say, well, it just feels right? Or I just have a peace about it. We got to be careful about those sorts of statements, don't we? He that trusteth in his own heart. Our heart can lead us astray because, as we're told in Jeremiah 17:9, it's deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. We must trust the Lord and not lean into our own understanding. Because, as we've seen, that just is foolishness. It leads us astray. If we could go to Jeremiah 10:23, we'll just look at another verse. One of my favorite Old Testament verses. Because it basically just lays it out clearly. Jeremiah 10:23, he says, O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. So you see what he's saying? Lord, I know that man just doesn't know the way. It's not even within us. It's nowhere to be found to know what way to go. That we must trust God's way. Amen? And as Christians, this is important. We've got to trust Him with all of our heart, but not lean to our own understanding. Brother Mark?
Yeah, pretty similar to what Israel did when they wanted a king. They chose Saul as opposed to the inner gods. And even Saul being king, even under his own way, did things what he thought was right.
Yeah. And why did they choose Saul? He was tall. He was good looking. They chose him for all the wrong reasons. And they ended up with the bad king. That's a good example. So, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. And the flip side is lean not unto thine own understanding. One more in Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 5, if you would turn there. Jeremiah 17, verse 5. This is even stronger language. Thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man, and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from the Lord. Does that include trusting ourselves? It absolutely does. Cursed be the man that trusteth in man. So as you can see, a very powerful truth that we must trust in the Lord with all of our heart, and lean not unto thine understanding. Romans chapter 12 as well says, be not wise in thine own conceits. It's all through the New Testament as well. So let's go back and look at the second part of this package deal, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, which is why most people memorize them together. Because it goes on to say in verse 6, in all thy ways acknowledge him. So trust God with all your heart. Don't trust yourself. Don't trust your direction. But then it says, and in all thy ways, this is part of trusting Him with all your heart, is acknowledging God in everything. Right? Now, the New Testament equivalent that comes to our minds is what? Whether therefore you eat or drink or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. So God says, in all thy ways, acknowledge him. So let's look at some scriptures. 16:3, Brother Scott. 23:17, Brother Howard. And 27:1, Brother Mark. And then we'll look at some Psalms. So 16:3.
Commit thy words unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established.
So again, promises made to those who will what? Commit even their works unto the Lord. In other words, in all thy ways, acknowledge him. So commit what you're going to do to the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. 23:17, Howard.
Let not thine heart envy sinners, but be thou in the fear of the Lord all the day long.
All the day long. That's in all thy ways acknowledging him, by being in the fear of the Lord all the day long. 27:1, Brother Mark.
Boast not thyself.
So tomorrow is not ours, it's God's. So don't boast about it. Trust the Lord and commit it to Him. So you can see how these go together. Now let's look at some Psalms. Psalm 37 And verse, most of us know verse 4, but do you know verse 5? Verse 4 says, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Great truth. But look at verse 5 of Psalm 37. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. So again, commit. In all thy ways, acknowledge him. And then some well-known verses, Psalm 55, 22. Turn over there if you would. Psalm 55, 22. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall not suffer the righteous to be moved. There were promised sustenance. He will sustain thee, but only if we what? Cast our burdens upon the Lord. In all thy ways acknowledge him. Commit everything unto him. Anybody think of any New Testament equivalents of this truth come to mind? Is there a verse in the New Testament about casting? 1 Peter 5, 7. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Or Philippians 4, most of us know that. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds. So this all goes together. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Don't trust your own way. Don't trust man or yourself. And commit everything that we do to God. It's his anyway. But commit it to him. And then he finishes there. Let's go back to it. Chapter 3, verse 6. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. How beautiful is that? What every believer wants is for God to direct our paths. We don't want to be on the wrong path. We want to be on a God-directed path. But that's only true if we trust him with all of our heart, don't trust ourselves, and commit everything to him, and all that ways acknowledge him. And then he has promised here to direct our paths. So look at chapter 4, verse 18. Kelvin, and 16:9, Brad, and 21:31, Jackie. He shall direct thy paths. So 4:18.
The path of the just is in the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day.
So if our path is directed by God, he says it's just going to get brighter and brighter the longer we're saved. Which should be true, because we're growing in the Lord, we're becoming more like Christ. That is, if we are trusting him in everything, not trusting ourselves, in all thy ways acknowledging him. 16:9. But the Lord directeth his steps. And then 21:31. Safety is not of man, it's of the Lord. How many times have I met missionaries going to dangerous countries and people make comments like, oh, it's so brave of you to go to a dangerous country for God. It's like, any country's dangerous. You can hit by a car anywhere. But if you're in the center of God's will, he's promised you'll be safe. But we get this perspective, it's all about man and all about us and our protection. No, it's God. Has promised to direct our paths. And then, of course, Psalms 37. Let's turn there. Most of us know verses 23 and 24. Brent was telling me about a song that he knows that we'll hopefully be able to learn in the future from these two verses. But notice what it says. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. Isn't that beautiful? Can you think of any New Testament verses that help us with this truth? That he will direct your paths. That God will lead us and show us the way. Which he's, all through the scriptures, does he not promise to do this? Go to Psalm 5, another example. Verse 8, David actually prayed for this. And we should as well. Look what he says in Psalm 5:8. Lead me, O Lord, in thy righteousness because of mine enemies. Look at the last part of the verse. Make thy way straight before my face. Lord, show me. Make your way clear to me. But we can't pray that if we're trusting our own understanding and if we're not acknowledging him in all of our ways. You see, these are if-then statements, are they not? Here in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. So let's look at them again. Let's say it together. I know most of you know it by heart, but this is probably the key passage of all of Proverbs, isn't it? It's at least the one that most Christians know. So you ready? Let's say it together slowly. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him and he shall direct thy paths. Now look at that. Some of you just learned a memory verse. Good work. And I know a lot of you already knew that memory verse. So, trust in the Lord with what?
With all thy heart.
That's a big call, isn't it? Because our heart wants us to trust it. God says, no, all thine heart, and lean not, do not. The other side of it is, do not trust your own understanding. Don't trust yourself, because yourself will lead you astray. And while you are trusting the Lord with all your heart, in all your ways, while you're moving forward, acknowledge him in everything. Whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. Acknowledge him in everything, and then he promises to direct our paths. Isn't that just beautiful? I mean, those two verses alone, that's some good life advice right there, isn't it? So trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thine understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. So that, we're up to Proverbs chapter 3. So next week we study an extremely prominent subject in Proverbs, one that Christians hate it when churches talk about it. So what would that be? What do people accuse churches of talking too much about? Money. Now, we don't do that here, but it is in the Scriptures. And as you see in verse 9, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. Verse 27, withhold not good from them to whom it is due when it is the power of thine hand to do it. And you'll be amazed when we look next week at how many verses in Proverbs have to do with our dealings with money. That we're to be wise and we're to put God first in our finances. So any thoughts or questions about this great truth here in Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. The flip side is lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Which is what we want. We want God to lead the way. Thoughts or questions? Comments? I'm sorry, Jan, what's... Money rarely brings happiness.
It can be greedy sometimes.
Amen. And we'll find that out next week, too.
Thank you.
God talks about that. Any others? Comments or questions? Nobody? So, I hope that if you have not memorized those two verses, memorize them. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Probably the two key verses of the entire book. And definitely probably the most well-known verses. I mean, there's definitely some sayings that are well-known out of Proverbs. Most people quote them improperly. We've all heard people say, pride goeth before a fall, right? Which is a worldly statement, which they got from Scripture. But that's not what the verse says. It says, pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. And there's many of those little sayings that the world has stolen from Scripture, but this passage wraps Proverbs up. Trust God with all your heart. and lean not unto your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, he shall direct thy path. Brother Mark, would you